This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Newly appointed Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda to take oath today. President Vidyadev Bhandari says senior citizens are sources of knowledge and inspiration. And 3 killed in Ukrainian drone raid on the Russian air base. Now the news in detail. The CPN Maoist Center has made a decision by which a party chair and Prime Minister-elect Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda will form a small-size cabinet today itself after taking the oath of office and secrecy. Party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Maharaj said a meeting of the party's office bearers held at the party's central office Peristara today also decided to include the party's senior leader Naren Kaji Shrestha in the cabinet. President Vidyadev Bhandari is scheduled to administer the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed Prime Minister Dahal at the office of the President Sital Nivas at 4 p.m. today. President Vidyadev Bhandari has said that senior citizens are the sources of knowledge and inspiration. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of the second National Senior Citizens Day today, President Bhandari said as the knowledge, skills and experience of the senior citizens are gained over a long time, the young generation can learn a lot from them, stating that collective efforts from family, society and the state are imperative for knowledge transfer. President Bhandari underscored the need for effective coordination among all three layers of government to ensure a dignified life for the elderly. The president called all concerned to enforce the government's decision on discounts to the senior people on health services and transport. In view of the increasing COVID-19 cases in neighbouring India and China, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged all Nepali people to receive a booster shot of COVID-19 vaccines. The ministry's spokesperson Dr. Sanjay Kumar Thakur said the new variant BF.7 has been detected in India and China and its transmission to Nepal may take place due to the open border with the countries. The variant has not been detected in Nepal so far. He said those who have taken the first and second doses of the vaccines should compulsorily get a booster shot. The Kathmandu Valley Development Authority, KVDA, is said to construct disabled people-friendly tracks along with greenery in the Kathmandu Valley. Information officer for the Kathmandu Valley Development Authority, Saurav Dhakal, said construction work would start on the recommendation of the mayor of the respective municipality in which track is suitable for the same. The Nepal Indigenous Nationalities Federation District Council Committee, Tanahu, is going to organize the 5th Indigenous Nationalities Festival from the 6th of January. Chairman of Council Sujit Hirasan said that the festival is expected to ensure economic, social, cultural and tourism promotion of the district. He added that the festival would contribute to preservation and promotion of tourism as well as languages and cultural heritages. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 38 days have now been linked to a severe Arctic freeze that continues to pummel the US and Canada. Officials say 34 people died across the US, with the worst hit area being the city of Buffalo in New York State. 4 fatalities occurred in Canada when a bus rolled over on an icy road near the town of Immediate in the western province of British Columbia. Forecasters say the storm will ease off in the next few days, but the advice remains to avoid traveling unless essential. Thousands of flights have been cancelled, preventing many people from reaching their families at Christmas. More than 55 million Americans remained under wind chill alerts on Sunday. A Ukrainian drone attack on Angel's bomber base in South Russia has left 3 people dead, Moscow says. Air defenses reportedly shot down the drone, but falling debris caused the casualties in the overnight attack. Russia accuses Ukraine of carrying out a similar attack on the airfield home to strategic bombers on 5th of December. The base lies about 500 km northeast of the border with Ukraine. The Ukrainian military has not officially commented on those attacks. Three Russian servicemen died of injuries caused by drone debris. The governor of the Saratov region said there was no threat to residents of the town of Angel itself. Dozens of Rohingya refugees, all men, have drifted onto a beach in western Indonesia in a wooden boat with a broken engine, local officials say. They are described as hungry and weak after spending a month at sea. At least three men were taken to the hospital. It is not clear if they are part of a group of at least 150 Rohingya who became stranded at sea weeks ago. A local immigration official told AFP the refugees would be temporarily placed at a government facility. It was not immediately known where the migrants had sailed from. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Modis province along with hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous regions tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda to take oath today. President Vidyadeva Bhandari says senior citizens are sources of knowledge and inspiration, and three killed in Ukrainian drone raid on the Russian airbase. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.